It was bitter cold outside. Bundled thickly in his furs, Tyrion Lannister pulled on his gloves and nodded to the poor frozen wretches standing sentry outside the commander's keep. He set off across the yard for his own chambers in the King's Tower, walking as briskly as his legs could manage. Patches of snow crunched beneath his feet as his boots broke the night's crust, and his breath steamed before him like a banner. He shoved his hands into his armpits and walked faster, praying that Morek had remembered to warm his bed with hot bricks from the fire. Behind the King's Tower, the wall glimmered in the light of the moon, immense and mysterious. Tyrion stopped for a moment to look up at it. His legs ached of cold and haste. Suddenly, a strange madness took hold of him, a yearning to look once more off the end of the world. It would be his last chance, he thought. Tomorrow he would ride south, and he could not imagine why he would ever want to return to this frozen desolation. The King's Tower was before him, with its promise of warmth and a soft bed, yet Tyrion found himself walking past it, towards the vast pale palisade of the wall. A wooden stair ascended the south face, anchored on huge, rough-hewn beams sunk deep into the ice and frozen in place. Back and forth it switched, clawing its way upward, as crooked as a bolt of lightning. The Black Brothers assured him that it was much stronger than it looked, but Tyrion's legs were cramping too badly for him to even contemplate the ascent. He went instead to an iron cage beside the well, clambered inside, and yanked hard on the bell rope three quick pulls.